What would our lives be like if we had a manual? A missing manual that we always needed but never had and no one gave to us. How would our lives be better if we had a manual for our lives?
I think that's good. We're going to explore that in today's podcast with you.
Yeah.
I'm here today with Timothy Roman, and you're listening to Soul Talk with Doc and the Barista. So, Timothy Roman, tell us a little bit about how you came into human design.
Yes, indeed. So, about a year ago, I was on a trip with a good friend out in, we were traveling in Spain, and she kept talking about human design, and she was having all these epiphanies and discovering so many things about herself, and she was just telling me about these two words of human design, and I thought she was talking about anatomy for a while. So I did not pick up on her excitement. I just thought she was like going back to high school anatomy or something. But then finally, like, she started talking more about it, and we started talking about it, and I started looking into it, and it's a synthesis of the Kabbalah, the I Ching, the chakras, and the other one, astrology. Duh.
Astrology. Like, duh. Yes.
Yeah. So, like, it's a synthesis of those four systems. That's
okay.
It's the very technical side.
Yes.
What really matters about it is it sort of acts as a manual for our lives. The manual we've been missing since birth. It helps us understand why we just objectively work out so well with certain people, or why we don't work out with certain people. And it's not always personal. It's just about the way our bodies and our fields work. It's about the way we're designed on the inside. So human design helps bring those parts of us out, helps us understand them, and helps us live truer to ourselves at the core, so that we can live a more effective and more easy life.
Yeah, so this is what we all really do want, is to help to understand each other, to one another. It's like, who am I? Why do I act this way? Or why do I click with some people? And why? The more you know about yourself, the more, I think, happier you'll be inside and productive, and the more you understand yourself, correct?
Yeah, because it's like we just grew up and we have all of these sort of psychological imprints in the way people influence us.
Yes.
And we take those on because we just didn't know better.
Yeah.
In human design, that's called conditioning.
Yeah. Yes.
We can be conditioned into ways that are not authentic to us, that can even be antithetical to who we truly are.
That is so true.
So human design helps us learn what is truly us at a sort of mechanical, fundamental level, and helps us return to those core parts of ourselves and heal out of the parts of ourselves that we're not.
So it's a system.
It is a system.
Created by who?
His name, I believe he passed away, Ra Uru Hu.
Mm-hmm.
He's quite a character, sort of an acquired taste. He lived on Ibiza near Spain, actually, for several years, and that's where he...
I feel like Hu is a Chinese last name. Is it Chinese? Who?
No.
H-U? Or?
Ra Uru, U-R-U.
Oh,
you. Hu.
Okay.
H-U. So you're right, H-U.
Yeah.
He's, I don't know, I think he's just American or European. He's normal, like, he speaks English, but
and this happened what year, do you think?
I believe it was 1980s.
In the 80s.
It was in the 80s, yeah.
Discovered this system.
He had a big, like, spiritual download. I believe he may have heard voices.
Yes.
So I don't know, he's quite a character. The origins of this system are quite interesting.
Okay.
I haven't studied them much because I just really liked the system itself, because it works.
That's beautiful.
Well, I think, you know, I think a lot of my listeners that have followed my path have been, you know, we've grown up, and I mean, my goodness, a lot of people here in this area grown up Christian. And growing up Christian, I was always taught to not touch astrology.
Yeah.
Well, what was so interesting to me was the first people who came to worship the Christ child were astrologers, the Magi. They were astrologers, and they followed the star patterns to find the Christ child and to predict. So, I think that kind of opened my eyes to say, you know, even people who want to subscribe to either a Christ narrative or a Jesus Christ narrative, there's still room for that kind of exploration to see that, you know, they're not necessarily against each other. They can very much work together if you believe that your God is that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think it's necessarily – I'm finding that there are a lot more people that are Christian, but not maybe quote unquote traditional Christian, yeah, that are open to some of these and their lives are being blessed. So
this has nothing to do with any religional belief.
No,
system.
It doesn't. Though it does really emphasize of like take what works and leave
right.
what doesn't. So
right.
it's like it's not aiming to usurp or hijack or take over control of anything or anyone. It's just like if this helps you, let it help you.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
So should we pick somebody now to?
Well, Davis and I, we were talking a little bit about her chart in human design.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was going to say, we can continue to kind of look, and you, Pedia, give some feedback.
Yes.
You told me last night you've
yes.
been observing me.
Yes.
So I think, and I was just thinking, if I'd love to do you, but we'll have to stop the
yes.
tape and
yes.
do get all your data.
Yeah. But we can begin with your chart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, continue. Tell us, give us a little, like an overview real
yeah.
quick of
yes.
what you discovered about me. We put in where I was born, the time I was born, what other particulars?
Time, date, location. Those are the main ones.
Okay.
Yes.
Having your birth time is pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
If it's close, that's good, but
mm-hmm.
you can get it perfect to the dot.
And I did. It was
yes,
on my birth certificate.
Great.
So
that's right.
Yes.
Great. So in human design, first of all, this will be also a good way to introduce human design in general
yeah.
and relate it directly to you.
Yeah.
So there are several components. There's the type, which is different ways our aura works,
okay.
our field, the way it interacts with other people. So there are four types with a hybrid type in the middle. The generator, which is very much about like doing, working.
Mm-hmm.
There's the projector, which is what I am. That's more about guidance and connecting with people
mm-hmm.
very empathetically.
Mm-hmm.
There are reflectors, who are the rarest breed of human, I suppose. They're about just really observing what people go through over time and how they can reflect that back to people and like help people learn about their environments when they're just absorbed in them instead of pulling back.
Mm-hmm.
The reflector helps pull back. And there's the manifester, which is about having an impact in the world. So they're very like, here's what I see, now let it ripple out and influence the world. So Davis, you're the hybrid type, the manifesting generator. So you can really have an impact, but at your core, you can also really go at what is right for you. And we talked about how, what is it? Communication and liberation through communication, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what really
yeah.
excites you. That's what you can really just work at.
Right.
And that was, yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yes, it all is so fascinating. There's the not-self theme. There are different not-self themes for each of the types. For the manifesting generator and for the generator in particular, it's feeling frustrated,
mm-hmm.
right? And you related to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we're not in an environment that's appropriate for us and that's correct for us, or when we're in a relationship that's not aligned to how we innately function, we end up succumbing to our not self theme. We like, this is just what we feel when we're not in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
So human design gives us a very mechanical, technical, objective way of figuring out, am I in the right place in my life or not?
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel frustrated, then in a way you're not. For me, if I feel bitter, I'm not in the right place.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah.
So frustrated is my response, but it's not yours.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so
yes.
you're bitter. What are some other responses people could have?
Oh, the other responses, I'm blanking on them.
That's okay. It's a resentment.
With the frustration, it's
resentment.
Like you've been very frustrated with everything that happens
mm-hmm.
lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're not supposed to be where you are.
Yeah.
The truth is you're not, and you know it, and you feel it. And this is why the frustration comes, and I've seen that.
So hindsight, the funny thing
yes.
about me not being where I'm supposed to be
yes.
In life, I just, I had to get a new vehicle. The other one was completely rusted out inside and needed literally about $4,000 worth of upgrading. And it was only at this point that, anyways, got a new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And within the first 2 months of owning the vehicle, I got hit by, quote unquote, a tire missile. And yeah, and so I was driving down the highway and got hit, and I had to pay for it, of course. My insurance had to pay for it. And then I found out today that the Enterprise rental company charged me about three times as much as they were supposed to charge me. It was like $600 for me to rent the stinking car. So, I mean, just really hurt. And then finally got the car fixed, took
mm-hmm.
me forever, got the car fixed, got it back, and we went to her going away dinner last night, and I parked, I'm in the restaurant, and then this woman comes running out of the restaurant going, somebody's car just, there was a hit and run, and my car got busted again, and I was
so
parked where I thought
yeah.
I was supposed
yeah.
to be parked.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. So it's just all these things. It's like
all these things
just
that
not,
happening to you this year just shows that you're
not where I'm supposed to be.
So what do you do with that information?
Yeah.
So this is the thing, that this is a beautiful with this chart, and you get to know that. So now you know you're not where you're supposed to be. How do you ask?
Where am I supposed to be? Because I'm done getting hit.
Well, that's a great question.
Yes.
So yes, so it's very affirming. Like, because we can get lost in doubt of like, well, these things are happening to me, but
doubt.
It seems like
that. Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's like, this is what I've been going for my whole life. I'm
so
where I'm supposed to be. So now there's what's called our authority.
Yes.
We each have an authority. There are several, there's 9 different ones or 7 different ones.
Yes.
And it helps us. This is how our body informs us of what is right and wrong for us, what our personal truth is. Because, in fact, in human design, and I think in life in general, our minds are not our authority. If we listen to our minds, we're going to get flung off into some other realm of life. That
I agree with you, actually.
Yes.
It is our soul, isn't it? It is our feeling,
core,
isn't it?
At the core, yes.
Yes.
Human design is more mechanical than that, so it doesn't touch the soul.
Okay.
But our bodies, with this authority, we each have different authority. So, Davis, you had sacral authority. Sacral authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I was describing that it's very visceral and like guttural, the gut instinct of like, you just feel in your gut of like, this is right for me, this is wrong for me.
Your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is your feeling, which is your sixth sense.
Yeah.
Does that relate?
Yeah,
for you?
Mm-hmm. I think so. What are some others, where are some other places people might feel it? Does it align perfectly with the 7 chakras or not?
Well, human design uses chakras in a different way than normal chakras, so there's that whole other different...
It's not,
It's just in your chart, it shows where it is.
Yeah,
yeah, but I was curious where somebody else...
Well, we can do mine later.
Yes. We will do yours later.
Okay.
I have a different authority, which is the emotional authority.
So, where do you feel it?
Well, I feel it in my emotions. I feel it as emotion. And
see, that's what I was asking.
Yeah,
interesting.
So some people are like, well, how do you feel? They keep asking me, like, how are you feeling? Are you happy? And I'm like, I don't know.
Got it. So yeah, see, for you, it's more like,
is here.
Yeah, it's more like you would feel, you would not feel bad in your stomach like you described to me before we started talking.
Yeah.
That is your authority speaking that something was off.
Something's off,
so it's good to know what your authority is.
Right. Very
good. The signals that are very important.
Like last night, I was like, I'm not hungry. I don't want anything in my gut. I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat for a little bit.
So that's what it means.
Yeah, and all you do is just listen to it. And that will help you lead a more simple, easy, aligned life.
So now what does she do with that?
Well.
Or what's next?
What's next?
Yes.
Yeah, we could go deeper into life, but there's a little bit more on the chart.
Yeah,
okay.
The incarnation cross, I don't want to get technical with it. I want to make it more relatable and practical. It's very interesting. I don't know yours specifically. I would have to look it up, but... It's called the Cross of Eden. So it's about bringing peace to the world in one way. One of your main gates in your chart, as it's called, is 6. And the highest potential of 6, this is where we can get more into the gene keys.
Okay.
More about the spiritual potential. And I'm going on so many different paths here. But So this, in gene keys, 6 is about peace at its highest potential. And you have that as part of your incarnation cross. So that means... When you're working with people and helping them with liberation, that brings peace to their life.
Yeah.
And like our cross, we could almost call it our destiny or just sort of like what we're really here to do or how life really works with us.
Yes.
So when we're living in alignment with our design, these things will just sort of blossom.
Yes.
So like when you're helping people, helping liberate people with your defined throat, which is also in your chart. When you use that as a part of your skill set and your career, you're bringing peace to yourself and to the world through these people. So it all just links up and helps us live a more aligned life.
That's interesting. And that feels very true to me because I always heard you're a sanguine, so you just like, you can't hold a grudge. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's pretty true. I cannot hold a grudge.
Okay.
I just don't, and I don't want to. I just want everybody to be happy. I want us to all be able to sit around the same table again and pretend things didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, I just left a work meeting and I saw a lady that we had a little bit of a tiff and I was like, I just need to air this real quick and get this out. And I see what you did there. I didn't like it, but you know what? You're frustrated. I understand. Let's move on. But I am going to call you out because I'm not going to be embarrassed like that in front of people. And then, you know, we kind of went forward and I saw her today and she kind of, and I was like, it's cool. You know, we're cool. I need us to be cool. So that's, and I've heard people say that's, you know, you need to, I've heard people question that about me. They're like, you need to be treating yourself. And I'm like, this is treating myself. Like, I can't, sometimes I want to be that girl that's like throwing hard punches, but really, that's not who I am.
So that is so true about you, because with this Gene Key 6, so the highest potential is peace, but the gift of Gene Key 6 is diplomacy. So it's very natural for you to work with people.
She's very diplomatic.
Yeah.
I am not.
Well, you're going to look up what you are.
I am very forward.
Yeah,
in a not diplomatic way, but she is.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed that.
Mm. Yeah, we're going to look up what you are. It's going to be really interesting.
Later, yeah.
Yeah. So one other aspect of the human design chart is the profile. This is sort of the mode of how we work with in our lives and with others. So for you, Davis, it's a 3-6. The first one is about, it uses the archetypal word of martyr. So it's not about being a martyr in life.
Okay.
But we were looking up your chart, and you remember that all those words were really, they really resonated with you, like innovative and all that?
Innovative and flexible and,
yes, flexible.
Adaptable.
Here it describes martyrs are all about figuring out what does and does not work and coming to their own conclusions.
Oh my goodness.
From personal experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love evaluating what works and what doesn't work and just saying.
Great.
Yeah.
So that's very innate to how you work. So if someone told you to just use your mind and study things and figure it out that way, like, that'd be wrong. Maybe right. Maybe it would be right for them, but it's fundamentally wrong for how you function.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. And there's another half of the profile, the second part. That one is 6. It's about having 3 stages in life and discovering them over time. So I know you talked about...
So this gets a little prophetic, having 3 stages.
In a way, sort of.
I thought there were 4, actually.
Well, yes.
Yeah,
and
I thought there were 4 stages in life. Or,
I mean, is it
there
saying that
maybe.
I...
Three
have
of, yeah.
This is just
yeah,
this,
this is
own
just
system
for me.
Within the system.
This is within this particular system.
So the 6 is called being a role model.
Oh.
Yeah, but it comes with 3 stages in this particular profile schematic. And it's like, it's based on the Saturn return and another return in astrology.
This has more to do with astrology.
It does tie into that right there. But the 6, the role model, it's like the first third of your life is about discovering life and stumbling a lot and figuring things out. And the second, there's trial and error in there.
What
age group is that fit in?
The age groups, yes. It's like, so.
Is that like the 30s and 40s?
Yeah, yes, up to 30 years is the first stage. 30 to 50 is the second stage.
Oh gosh, please sooner.
So
I'm going to be done with the error part a little sooner.
Oh my goodness.
And then 15 after. And,
I should know everything by now then.
No, not necessarily. That's what your design is. Like, it all works in.
She's in the second stage.
It's on perfect timing, yes.
So this is my timing, but her timing might be different.
Oh, it could be totally.
Oh, my timing is different.
Yes.
So this is my timing. I really want to be done with the error part, like now.
The error part. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
the trial and error.
This is why I always say, when people say, I wish I, what I know now, I knew back then. And I would say, absolutely not.
No.
I would never want to go back to my 30s or my 20s. Never.
Yeah.
Even the 40s, which were absolutely beautiful. But the 20s and 30s, you learn so, there's so many obstacles and so many things you have to learn and discover, and it is just, do not want to be there.
I turned 30, I turned 38 last September, last month, and this was really one of the first birthdays I've had that I was like, I'll tell anybody how old I am. I'm happy to be 38.
Yeah.
It just felt good, and I was like, I like who I am. I like what I've done, and I know previous birthdays I would compare, because I graduated top in my class. I'm a nerd, and all my best friends were top in art. We were nerds. They've all gone on. One of my girlfriends, she's got this big award for being one of the top lawyers in San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big city, big time lawyer. She's doing amazing things. I could list off every one of my friends. They've all done hugely successful for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to compare, one of them was a Christian movie star, you know, like just on and on and on. Like, everybody around me was getting acclimates and accolades. And one of the things that I noticed, I was like, this year I didn't compare myself. I'm like, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. I'm happy. Like, I want to be like, that's my friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where at one point it was, it, I did compare myself and was like, what
we
am I?
We all do this.
Yeah.
And this is where we go to the second stage of life, what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think
we
that's...
actually do that. We analyze ourselves.
Yeah.
We analyze our friends or relatives and we compare. And then when you reach the third stage, you know, 40,
yeah.
then you don't do it any longer.
And
because you know.
Got more wisdom.
Yeah,
you're
a lot more wisdom and compassion
yeah.
for myself and
it's
love
beautiful.
For myself.
Yeah,
yes. I think it's, I wouldn't go back. I'm like you. I wouldn't
no.
go back.
No.
I look not. Forward, but I'm so happy with just now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other stage?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, no more stages, but there's one more thing I can talk
mm-hmm.
about with the chart here. So in the chart, there are these open white centers.
I wish the audience can see this.
I know. Well, they can all look up.
Something we need to do YouTube so they can actually see it.
That'd be
fun.
Yeah.
So what's what website are we on again?
This is jovianarchive.org.
And we'll tell them in the end again.
Yeah, we'll tell
okay.
them again.
Sorry, jovianarchive.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a free chart with your birth time and the date and location.
Mm-hmm.
And in the chart, there are the open centers, which are white, and the defined centers, which are colored in. So the defined ones are the centers we can depend upon in ourselves. So for you, Dave, that's your voice. Your throat is defined. And I know you talked about with your brother, like
yeah.
he depended on you for speaking because he didn't
yeah.
know how to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You also have the spleen. That's about intuition. And it can be about fear, but using fear as like knowing what to do with the fear.
Okay.
Not just being afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is the sacral center, which is also your authority. It's the one that gives you the energy to do what is right for you. But if you do things that aren't right for you, you're going to hit it. You'll be frustrated.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a question. A friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
not too long ago, we talked about astrology. And he said to me, he wasn't sure about whether to believe in astrology. He brought a point I've never thought about is that shouldn't astrology be from the time you were conceived, not when you were born?
That is an amazing question.
Thank you. It was not mine originally, but...
No, but actually, it ties into human design, in a way.
Does it really?
It does.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if I have the answer for that.
Yeah.
Conception versus birth.
Right.
That's a great question.
Yes.
In human design, there are two times that it references. So
uh-huh.
the one is the birth time, which we provide. Mm-hmm. And then the other part is about 3 months before, which is the supposed time that like our essence or our soul enters the design.
Yes.
Hmm.
And so there's a more subconscious part of us. And there's a part of us that we're more aware of. And human design is about reconciling these two parts.
Okay.
Because we
That's
can
interesting.
We can just live on like half of our potential,
mm-hmm.
getting stuck in what we know about ourselves and not really going anywhere in life, when there's a whole other behind the scenes part of us working
mm-hmm.
in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And people usually notice this part of ourselves and say like,
mm-hmm.
oh, aren't you like good with speaking and helping people speak and communicating and liberating them? But maybe you don't know that.
Right.
Until people told you that.
Right.
Then you sort of integrate it, own it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
so,
is true.
Yeah.
Especially because a lot of times we don't realize we have a natural gift because we're like, can't
Indeed.
Everybody do that?
Right.
right.
Exactly. But no, human design can sort of point out that we all have our own set of unique gifts.
Yeah.
And this helps us get more in touch with them.
So he does talk a little bit about the time that you were conceived. Not just the time that you were born.
Well, I got a little too excited, I suppose. It's not back
yes.
to conception, time
okay.
of conception, but he understood it of like 3 months or so
before
we are born.
We were born.
There's
okay.
some important point.
Okay,
there.
So we still don't know.
No, I
we
suppose.
Still don't know if there is something to astrology when it comes to the time
yeah.
you're conceived.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting for someone to study.
Yeah.
And then we
can
talk
that.
About it, right? but that
yeah.
would be, yeah, that is interesting with astrology.
So few people are going to know their times of conception.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, not the
estimated.
Time. You would not know the time. You would know the month.
Yeah.
The month? Well, some people would.
Yeah. Unless they start writing down. but yes. It took me a while to register.
I know. I know when my children were conceived just because my husband had been in Japan. And so he had just come home.
Okay. Well,
and likewise, you
right,
know, similar story.
Yes.
So it was like, well, this was obviously the moment you were conceived.
right.
So,
but it would be interesting to know if the month.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to astrology, is the
mm-hmm.
month that you were
conceived. You know what? Yeah, you're right.
And then another question would be if the child is premature and it's born a month before.
And that was my
then,
thing about the birth, because
yes.
there are so I mean, nowadays
yes.
with modern technology, and I don't know what they did back then, but yeah,
then
C-sections.
The astrology would
yeah.
not be true if you were conceived a month before.
Well,
or would it be true? For which month?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel
That's
like,
a very good question.
But that term, like that 20 weeks, that is that 3 months before, you know, so 20 weeks is when an infant
comes outside. So that we work with the 3 months before.
So many things to think about.
Yes, I know. So should we tell the audience again where they need to look if they're interested in this?
Yes, if you'd like to look up your own human design chart, you can go to jovianarchive.com, and that is JOVIAN archive.com.
Great conversation.
Yeah.
The next one will be about the soul.
Soul, our spiritual potential through gene keys.
Stay tuned.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.